Dem Representative Adam Smith, Trump Threatening War Crimes Kills Our Credibility. By Pam Key on April 20, 2026. Monday on MS Now's Anna Cabrera reports, Representative Adam Smith, DWE, claimed President Donald Trump was threatening to commit war crimes in Iran, which he said kills our credibility. Cabrera said, on social media yesterday, the president renewed his threats to, quote, knock out every single power plant and every single bridge in Iran. If a deal is not reached before the negotiated two-week ceasefire is up, which is again supposed to be tomorrow night, he called it his honor. We are now less than 48 hours from that deadline. Is Congress prepared to step in and stop the U.S. from targeting civilian infrastructure, which experts say would be committing a war crime? Smith said, I am. I think a lot of us in Congress are. Thus far, the Republican Party has not been willing to do anything to rein in the president's war power. We don't have the votes, but yes, we should step in and we should be clear. All this talk about, well, sometimes civilian infrastructure is connected to the military and therefore it is a legitimate target. That is true. It's also not what the president is talking about. The president is talking about, you know, killing off an entire civilization and blowing up every single bridge and every single power plant. That is very clearly targeting civilian infrastructure. Number one, it is a war crime. Number two, it undermines our credibility and leverage in the world in terms of what we're legitimately trying to accomplish in this conflict. We are legitimately trying to stop Iran from supporting terrorist groups, building a nuclear weapon and building ballistic missile capacity. If we start talking about ending a civilization, it's a war crime that kills our credibility. And also Iran has sort of shown that they're willing to stand up to those threats, and they are unbowed by those threats. So they don't accomplish anything but put us in a worse position. Follow Pam Key on X @PamKeenan.